News, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump is promising big results from his summit with Vladimir Putin while defending his much-criticized performance in Helsinki. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says many positive things will come out of the meeting, tweeting without any detail that Russia's agreed to help with North Korea. He writes he and Putin got along well, which truly bothers many haters who wanted to see a boxing match and would rather go to war. The president's co-opting a term used by his defenders and conservative media in calling that Trump derangement syndrome. His remarks come a day after he took the rare step of admitting a mistake and walking back comments after the summit that questioned U.S. intelligence findings that Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The 12 Thai boys and their soccer coach, who were rescued from a flooded cave, have been discharged from the hospital. Reuters' Ed Giles has more as the boys held their first press conference after the ordeal.
Thai authorities say they're concerned about the impact the sudden fame and media attention could have on the boys. So the plan is to tightly control the media conference. Journalists have to submit their questions in advance, and they're being vetted by a psychologist. The approved questions will then be put to the boys by a moderator, not the media themselves. Officials say the plan then is for the boys to be able to go back to their normal lives.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. The first commercial flight from Ethiopia to Eritrea arrived Wednesday as air links were restored after the swift and stunning end to a 20-year state of war. Eritrea's information minister tweeted the arrival of the Ethiopian Airlines flight in the capital. It was a warm red carpet welcome for the flight, with flags of both nations being displayed. This is VOA News. European Union antitrust regulators levied a record $5 billion fine against Google Wednesday for illegal restrictions on Android smartphone makers and mobile network operators. VOA's Jeff Custer has the details.
The European Commission ordered Google to end the illegal conduct within 90 days or face additional penalties of up to 5% of parent Alphabet's average daily worldwide turnover. The EU enforcer also dismissed Google's arguments, citing Apple as a competitor to Android devices, saying the iPhone maker does not sufficiently constrain Google because of its higher prices and switching costs for users. Reuters news agency reports Google said its Android devices have created more choices for everyone and that it will appeal the EU decision. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Reporter Hua Lone and his colleague Jossa U are on trial in Myanmar. The pair are accused of obtaining secret state documents. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more from court testimony.
A Reuters reporter on trial in Myanmar says interrogation after he and a colleague were arrested did not focus on what they're accused of, obtaining secret state documents. Instead, in testimony this week, journalist Hua Lone said officers focused on the pair's reporting of a massacre of Rohingya Muslims. He says they were handcuffed outside a restaurant. There, he says they'd been handed documents by a police officer they'd not met before. Hua Lone told the court that during interrogations, an officer offered a negotiation over their arrest if they agreed not to publish the massacre story.
That was Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Former U.S. President Barack Obama hosted a town hall meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa, about what it means to be a global citizen and to make an impact. He encouraged those thinking about holding office to do more than just talk.
During the 10 years that you would have been striving to try to get that position, you would have been helping thousands, 10,000s, hundreds of thousands of people. And by the way, people will be watching the fact that you actually do what you say you wanted to do. And now, if you do decide to go into politics, you've got something to show. Other than your own ambition, you've actually got something that you've delivered.
Activists and rescuers said Wednesday that talks to cede the largest opposition holdout in southwestern Syria to the government have failed. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an overnight frenzied bombing campaign continued into Wednesday, killing at least 12 in Nawa and its surroundings. An Indian Air Force MiG-21 fighter jet has crashed in a village field in northern India. The pilot is missing. The Air Force said it is searching for that pilot, and the cause of the accident is not immediately known. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
The Voice of OAN.